Hello.
Guten Tag!
Hello again.
Hello.
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 Popkultur. Zu Gast bei Flux FM.
Ja, hallo.
Ja, das Popkulturfestival ist in vollem Gange und wir laden euch immer Künstler hier zu Flux FM ein, die im Rahmen des Festivals auftreten. So nun auch eine Frau, die die Neo-Goth-Bewegung sehr geprägt hat. Zola Jesus ist bei uns im Interview und viele sind sehr begeistert von ihr und sagen, wenn sie singt, dann glaubt man fast immer, es geht um Leben und Tod. Und sie selber sagt von sich auch, ich versuche Songs zu erschaffen, die in ihrer Wirkung so überlebensgroß und intensiv sind. Ich liebe einfach dieses Gefühl, wenn ein Song sehr überwältigend und kraftvoll ist, dass es euch die Adern schmerzt. Und heute wird sie auftreten im Huxleys und vorher ist sie bei Flux FM im Studio, Zola Jesus, und ich sage herzlich willkommen. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you for having me.
Or may I also say Nika Rosa Danilova?
Yes, you can call me Nika.
Yeah? I can call you Nika. And I heard you've got a heritage from Germany as well.
Yes, well, it's a little bit displaced. My family originally, like, 500 years ago came from Germany, maybe something like that. Well, one side of my family, and then they moved to Ukraine and they were there for like 300 years or something. So very distantly, but yeah, there's still some German there.
Ja, also ihre Eltern sind Amerikaner, aber sie hatte vor vielen, vielen Jahren oder sagen wir fast schon Jahrhunderten Vorfahren in der Ukraine gehabt und noch weiter zurück dann auch ein paar Deutsche. Aber natürlich hat man dann nicht wirklich den Hang zur deutschen Sprache. So you don't speak any German or
no.
So? No. Yeah. But Russian maybe?
Yeah. And my grandmother spoke, because our culture is still very like strong. And so my grandmother spoke kind of like, grew up speaking like a weird Russified version of German.
Uh-huh.
So our culture is a hybrid of German and Russian really strongly.
And how do they cook at home?
Borscht, cabbage rolls, a thing called head cheese, do you know what this is?
No, not really. Let me look it up.
Okay. I think it's called like Soße or Presskopf.
Ach so, Presskopf, ja,
I don't know. I looked it up.
That exists in our language, yeah.
There's a thing called Krautstrudel, but it's not like a strudel, it's like pelmeni. It's like dumplings, but it's with ham and sauerkraut in it. It's so good. But
did your grandmother do it, or did your mother cook that?
My grandmother does it, and then she's tried to teach my mother.
Uh-huh.
But my mother really hasn't really learned. It's my father. This is my father's side that is from this German-Russian thing.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to learn it now, so.
Of course, you have to cook for, I don't know, your family or the loved ones that you live with.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin now, again, you come originally from Wisconsin, but you've traveled and lived a lot in other places. Mm-hmm. Last time I think you were here, you talked about Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And since when have you left Los Angeles?
I left in 2012, and then I lived in Washington State for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I wrote Tyga. And then I just recently, just a couple months ago, I moved back to Wisconsin.
Yeah. And when did you develop your powerful voice? Did you do it all by yourself? Did you have teachers? When did it all start, and when was it the passion for you?
I've always sang my whole life, and I decided that I wanted to learn how to sing properly when I was really young. So I took like opera lessons, and then I was very, very, very dedicated. But then there was a lot of anxiety surrounding it. So then I stopped because it felt like it wasn't liberating like I wanted it to feel. And so then I had to kind of find my own voice again.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm back and I'm really rigorously studying opera just because I feel like I learned a lot of bad habits.
Yeah.
Since giving it up. So now my voice feels like within the past year, my voice is just like, I feel like it's opened up and it doesn't get sore as much.
Mm-hmm. Ja, und wenn man sich so viele Jahre dann einen eigenen Stil angewöhnt hat, dann muss der Lehrer einem das wahrscheinlich auch nochmal austreiben. Also Operngesang hat sie sich damals auch ein bisschen selber beigebracht, dann hat sie einzelne Stunden genommen und jetzt nach den vielen Jahren und auch eigenen Alben nimmt sie jetzt nochmal ganz neu Opern-Lessons sozusagen in Wisconsin. You found someone you can work with and that you trust.
Yeah.
And,
I lucked out that I found a great teacher in my small hometown.
Yeah. Yeah, and the last album was about the taiga, which we all learn in school, taiga, tundra, etc., borealer Nadelwald und so weiter, denn da ist sie ja auch groß geworden damals in Wisconsin. The next album will be about something totally different?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still a secret.
Yeah, I mean, one thing is clear is that it's going to be very different. It's going to be more raw in some ways, just because this past year I've been going through a lot of things personally and with family that have been, you know, very emotionally intense. So, so yeah, that I can say at least that much.
Mhm. Und wir hören mal rein in noch die letzte Platte, aber heute Abend, wenn sie im Haxi spielt, dann ist sie auf jeden Fall auf der Bühne und wird verschiedenste Songs aus ihren letzten Alben spielen. Nail, Zola, Jesus bei Flux FM. How am I supposed to survive? Zola Jesus mit Nail bei Flux FM in der Morningshow am Nachmittag. Heute Abend ist sie im Huxleys, spielt im Rahmen vom Popkulturfestival und wir wollen sie noch ein bisschen ausfragen über ihr Leben und was sie sonst so macht. Sie hat mir gerade erzählt, die Musik, das ist natürlich ihre Leidenschaft und ihr Job natürlich auch, dass daraus besteht ihr Leben, aber wenn sie sich dann nicht der Musik widmet, dann ist sie zu Hause im Wald, läuft rum, eating berries, like blackberries and what else? What nice stuff do you have?
A thing called ramps. I don't know what the German word is for that, but they're like kind of like a garlicky, they're kind of like a garlicky onion. I don't really, wild onions, people call them too.
And is it really deep in the woods where you are now living, building a house?
Yeah, it's on like 150 acres. I don't know if you guys do acres over here, but yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of nothing, a lot of forest. That's about it.
And I heard that when you want to be creative, you only are by yourself, nobody else, or you've locked yourself away for half a year or whatever to concentrate on songs. Would you do that as well? Can you do that in your house? Or do you, when you probably live with someone, you have to leave the house to another place to be totally alone to be creative?
Yeah, usually. Sometimes I can train myself to pretend like that person's not there, but there's a feeling of being totally alone, and it's even if you're extremely comfortable with someone else and they're in a different room or a different part of the house, you know, their energy is still there. And that feeling of being completely isolated to me feels like that's where you really become truly who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think was it Schopenhauer that said that a man is not truly himself unless he is alone, something like that. Maybe it was Nietzsche. It was one, or I don't even know. I think it was Schopenhauer though.
But what do you think? How long do you have to be alone when the creativity starts, or until the creativity starts? How many days? How many weeks?
Just enough to know that that I get comfortable, where I don't feel like I need to rush myself. You almost need to get bored a little bit. Because then you feel like that's when things start coming.
Yeah. And then you start singing, or do you have an instrument that you play on where you say, now I'm creating a song, or how does it work for you?
Sometimes I'll play chords first on a keyboard, or I'll make a beat because I produce as well as write and perform. So, but lately I've been really into just like singing first, and then everything else comes later, because then the vocals aren't tied to anything.
Mm-hmm. On stage tonight, the audiences who come might want to know how many people will be there. How does that work with Zola Jesus on stage? How many people will be there?
Yeah, it changes every time. Mm-hmm. It's basically whatever serves a purpose. So at this point, two people make enough sound, and two other people. And so I'll have a trombonist and then like a synth player that also plays drums. And I really like this setup. I've had a lot of people on stage before, and then I feel like it's just everything is at 11. You know, everything is always so loud that there's no dynamics. And so I love this more intimate setup, because then it allows us all to be a little bit more musical with what we're doing. So this is one of my favorite setups, which I'm excited about.
Sehr gut. Also sie ist in der perfekten Musikerkombination jetzt da. Sie sind zu dritt auf der Bühne und wird heute Abend für euch im Huxleys auftreten. Sie ist schon ein paar Tage in Berlin und ich meinte, Mensch, wo warst du denn überall? Was hast du dir angeguckt? And you told us that you were sick, unfortunately, because, you know?
Yeah, I'm actually getting over the sickness. So my voice isn't exactly where I wanted it to be for the show, but I'm gonna
drink
push
some
through.
Tea and hope for the best.
Yes, push through.
Sehr gut. So you'll be leaving tomorrow for Wisconsin again. Mm-hmm. Das ist nämlich das Ende ihrer Tour und zum Abschluss nochmal schön im Huxleys. Wenn ihr sagt, ach, Flux FM, schreibt mich doch mal bitte auf die Gästeliste, dann wollen wir das jetzt mal machen. 030 2000 9000, 030 2000 9000. Heute Abend Zola Jesus im Huxleys, übrigens auch auf der Bühne Thurston Moore Band and the KVB sind auch da. Did you meet Thurston Moore before?
I have not, no.
Have you listened to Sonic Youth?
Yes, of course. Yes, it's very surreal to be on a bill with him because Sonic Youth was like so formative to me. So, yeah, I can't wait to see his set. I've never seen like his, like the namesake, like his band perform, so... Cool.
Genau, und heute Abend habt ihr und Sola ja auch in diesem Sinne die Gelegenheit dazu. 030 2000 9000, wir schreiben euch auf die Liste und hören noch einen Song von ihr. Go Blank Sea heißt da, und dann freuen wir uns auch auf die neue Platte. Die next album coming up next year probably then, ne?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Thanks for coming here. Have a great evening tonight.
Thank you.
And greetings to Wisconsin when you're back home. Woo-hoo. Bye-bye.